Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Hurricane Ike rendered Texas coastal communities, neighborhoods, and the surrounding landscape unrecognizable.
Hurricane Ike did a lot of damage, not only structural damage to people who lost their homes, to the ranchers. It also did a lot of devastation to habitat.
Habitat losses, particularly those to wetlands, were substantial. Yet Parks and Wildlife Waterfowl Program leader Dave Morrison says not all is lost.
You look down the road a few years, and I think you're going to see some benefits from this hurricane. One of the things that you see that we have been fighting and struggling for several years with invasive species, noxious weeds that we just could never get a hold of. Well, guess what? You put salt in those systems, they're dead.
Winter forage for migrating waterfowl also went the way of the noxious weeds.
There's not much food out there. It's going to be difficult for them. But this storm did a lot of good from the perspective that you've seen through time things close in. With all this high salinities now, killed all that vegetation. The seed base is still there, so the important plants that ducks need are still going to be available because the seed base is still in that substrate. They'll rebound.
Morrison says all we need now is rain to flush out the system so nature's recovery can begin. That's our show with support from the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for wetland conservation through the Private Lands Enhancement Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.